Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Tomorrow, Ireland will play England at the Aviva Stadium in the European Championship qualifiers. But I don't think we're going to see much mention of it in the papers, because it's the women's team playing. Nikki is a listener to Lunchtime Live, and Nikki got in touch with the show because of something that she noticed in the papers. Good afternoon, Nikki.
Hello, Mairead. Hi.
Good to talk to you. So tell us, Nikki, what did you notice and what did you send in to us?
Okay. I was home alone, lots of time on my hands. There was an article that News Talk recommended, so I bought the newspaper that day last week, and I kept on browsing through with my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And I just said, you know what, go get a pen. And I numbered every photograph in the sports section.
Okay.
95 were men and 3 were women. Now, of the 3, Mairead,
yeah,
2 were an ad for Sky TV.
I know the ad you're talking about. Yeah, many people will have
fabulous,
seen it.
Yeah. I don't know who they are. I'm not a sports fan, but I think that just sort of means team sports and mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing, because I do like other types of sports. And there was 3 women, so 2 were Sky TV, and 1 happened to be standing beside a man of importance of some sort. So when you rang today, your researcher said, you know, we're going to look at some papers today. So I just bought a different paper, the Daily Star.
Okay.
And I've just sat at the table for the last hour, and there's 185 men in photographs and 9 women.
Okay.
And just to point this out to you, Marie, on page 39 of the Star, I'm sorry to just be the Star today, but okay, just in general, page 39, there's a photograph. Tottenham scored a goal. Mm-hmm. Great picture. And I got out my measuring tape. It's 28 inches by 16 inches.
Oh my gosh, you got out the measuring tape and everything.
I did. Listen, I don't do things by halves. So, right, the reason why I did that, Mairead, is because there's a picture of Katie Taylor. Again, I say I'm not sports, but if mm-hmm. there's an Ireland flag, I am passionate.
Yes.
And I'm passionate about women in general and girls doing well in anything. Not winning, just doing well and being happy, achieving whatever you're into.
Okay.
So the photograph of Katie Taylor is 3 inches by 7 inches. I scanned through the article and it mentions Las Vegas, Madison Square Gardens, the 3 Arena. There's nothing to be sniffed at.
Okay.
Nothing to be sniffed
Significantly
at.
Significantly smaller. And why is this bothering you? Is it a recent thing that's bothering you? Has it bothered you all the time?
I'm going to make a very sweeping statement, right?
Go ahead.
Women don't really buy daily newspapers.
Aha.
So
okay.
I don't see it. But I mean, I do love the weekend paper, and you know, it's a pastime. You know, you flick through over the weekend, and I have seen it. And I meant to write a little smart letter to say the Examiner or the Independent, say, oh, you made a mistake today. You put a photograph of a lady in your sports section, but I never got around to it. But I do enjoy Andrea Gilligan. She's passionate, and Mairead, you're
good, and she's very charming. Very charming lady,
absolutely.
She is.
Absolutely. And I just wrote to her saying, I think you are the man for this job. But then I also thought of Off the Ball.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a fantastic program. I've no interest in the goals that people are scoring, but I do enjoy their banter. Now, I won't listen to a whole program, but that's okay. Personal. But it's you know, would they be interested in this also? And then I've just been listening to the radio, and Pat Kenny just did a fantastic interview about, you know, ladies in football, and, you know, saying there's going to be a programme on. I'm going to watch that.
Okay,
you know?
So it's not all bad. I mean, I watch a lot of sport, and I have a son, I have a husband, but I also enjoy a lot of sport. And I have seen lots of changes happening. I would agree with you to a point that
football,
there's probably not a lot, but with rugby, we frequently see female pundits, you know, talking about the men's game, but we have women giving their opinion. I've also seen, you know, Anna Geary on the Sunday game. So I've seen women on, again, commenting on the men's game as well. So I think they're the changes that we need to see. Maybe we need to see more of that.
Yes, absolutely. Like, just going back to, I'm picking on newspapers, but I mean, newspapers, you know, they're they're being replaced by internet and social media. They could do with the other 50% of the population buying a newspaper.
They
put
could.
Something in it that I'm interested in.
Well, they could
in,
definitely do it. More readers like you getting out their biro to go through it. Thanks, Nikki. I'm going to go to Paul. Paul is on the line as well. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi, Mairead. How are you?
I'm good. Is this something that you've noticed? Do you agree with Nikki?
I do and I don't. There's two issues that I'd just like to comment on. Firstly, that the women, I can only speak about women's soccer because that's kind of what I'm involved in now, only as a spectator and a fan, because my daughter would play at a fairly high level. But the commitment that these young women and young girls are putting into the sport, especially at a high level, is phenomenal. There's been an explosion in football, in soccer, since Ireland, you know, the Irish girls did so well in the World Cup. Now, they were in a very, very difficult group. Just to give you an example, I had two friends who wouldn't even, said to me that they wouldn't even look at the women's game. They weren't even going to look at the women's game. This was at the, I said to them, are you going to watch the World Cup? They said, no, wouldn't be bothered.
Two and is that their reason? They just wouldn't be bothered. They have no other reason. Just couldn't be bothered.
Oh, no. Guess where they're going tomorrow night?
Oh, they're going to the Aviva.
They're going to the Aviva.
Well, that's brilliant. So that's a complete turnaround for them.
A complete turnaround. They're actually going to the Aviva tomorrow night to see the girls playing.
Okay, well, that's really good. I think what you've said, the women have done so well. I mean, they're outperforming the men's soccer team. So we need to, you know, wave our flags for them.
But also, Mairead, what we could do is, and I'm probably going to give a journalist who might be listening to you today or even yourself an idea. We have so many, here in Ireland, we've got the Olympics coming up now in Paris very, very shortly. And we've got so many women involved in sport, and I'm talking about right across the board, that we should have. Now, your last caller said that, you know, newspapers are online now as well.
You can have the
physical and you can also have it online. But we should have a monthly magazine dedicated totally to women in sport here in Ireland. And you would fill it with information and photographs every single month. I don't care what anyone says, between GAA, soccer, athletics, basketball, rugby, boxing. It's endless.
So you're saying, Paul, we need to put it in front of people's eyes for them to, I suppose, cop on to the quality of a lot of the women's sports.
It's the quality. That's the correct word you've used, Mairead. And that's the word I would use. The quality that is at the high, you know, you're right. The word quality is the main word. It's phenomenal. The quality in sports today, in the women's game, no matter across the board, across all sports, the quality is phenomenal, and it deserves recognition. It 100% deserves to be up there with the likes of the Arsenals, the Liverpools. Like, we should have the Shelbourne ladies, the Shamrock Rovers ladies, the Piemont ladies. The list is endless, and the Home Farms, and even in the lower down divisions, like the Eastern Women's League. But you even talk to any of the girls that are playing at a very, very high level. You take the likes of Katie McCabe, Abby Larkin, Denise O'Sullivan, any of the girls that are playing on the Irish Republic team, they all played with boys.
Yes.
They went out on the streets and they learned their skill on the streets with the boys. And they should be recognised.
Okay.
And I'm 100% heterosexual, but I'm also 100% feminist when it comes to women in sport.
Well, good to talk to you. Good to talk to you, Paul. Thanks for that. And I hope your friends have a great night tomorrow and obviously the girls get the right result. Valerie is on the line too. Good afternoon, Valerie.
Hi there. Hi, Mairead.
How you doing? So you play GAA for Cork and you also host the Hear Me Roar podcast.
Yeah, and I've just come back from America, a trip to America, and you know, the phenomenon Caitlin Clark over there, just seeing how women's sport is embraced and how she's been a huge game changer in the women's basketball. Like, they broke so many records in terms of people tuning in, beating a lot of, you know, when you compare it to the men's game and the men's basketball in America, like, which would be huge. There was an interesting piece there recently and they asked loads of young people, could they name three guys that play in college basketball, and they couldn't, but they were able to name the three women. And that goes back to your point on, you know, having real visibility and having access to be able to see these games, because the quality is there, the standards are high, and it's about, you know, making it accessible to everyone. And I think, you know, on your point there with, like, the changes are being made, like, there was 6% coverage of going to women's sports in the media, and that was Her Sport do a lot of work there, and they're kind of really trying to empower women. And, you know, I guess we all know the critical role of the, you know, inclusion and participation and visibility, and just, it's so important to have TG Car, RTE, Virgin, all the different media channels and the papers covering women's sports to normalise it and ensure that, like, we are creating a more equitable, I suppose, sporting society or a, kind of a map.
It's that old chestnut, if you can't see it, you can't be it. So we girls need to see other athletes so they can, you know, follow them too and go down that path themselves.
Exactly. And like that 20 by 20 campaign that was done in 2020 was really to try and, you know, increase participation and also increase the media coverage. And on the back of that, there has been initiatives done in the, you know, in the media sections to ensure that there is more women. And you mentioned, like, in punditry and, you know, you've got, like, Ursula Jacob there, regular on RTE and covering the Sunday game. And, like, her experience, my experience, other people's experience is as valid. And I think we're normalising it a lot more now, which is great to see that, you know, it's part where, like, women are part of it. And I think it comes back to just making it more accessible and people will tune in. And also the standard will, you know, you create that momentum and that kind of interest. I mean, look at the Irish women's soccer team.
Yeah, so good.
You know, it's been unbelievable. And people will jump onto that and get more involved and get to know the stories and get to know the people. And that's a big element of it. So you feel a link and you know the players, you're going to be more inclined to
Enjoy watching, Valerie. I mean, I enjoy watching lots of sports, but I'm always amazed when I watch athletics, you know, track and field, whether it's the Olympics or Europeans or Worlds. And, you know, the men are on 1 minute and then the women are on the next minute. And then it goes back to men's long jump and then it goes to women's pole vault. And there's just no difference at all. You sit there and you enjoy the sports, no matter who's doing it.
Yeah.
And I know that can't be done with everything, but we don't see, in some sports, we just don't see a difference. Maybe with Wimbledon, with tennis, you watch the women's one day, you watch the men's the next, and you don't, you know, you don't differentiate between it. So, you know, maybe football and GAA should kind of take a look and see what they could do. Thanks for talking to me. Thanks for talking to me, Valerie. I just want to get in one another caller. Robbie is on the line. Robbie, you're in Louds. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you? How are things?
And you're a soccer coach.
Yeah, I'm actually the chairperson of the Louds School Girls Soccer League, which was formed in 2019.
Okay.
We were formed to sort of bridge that gap that there was no girls football in the city. And both boys leagues in the area had tried something but hadn't taken off. But when we set up as a standalone operation in girls football, we actually massively grew. We now, this season, we have 1,700 girls about to participate in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Over the next few months. That's from a zero to 1,700. But that's all being part of some of the great work we do social media wise. We've got some great social media people within our committee who are always on Instagram, Facebook, all the different platforms. And they're constantly driving that message and picture of, you know, you can do this. This is just as normal for you as it is for a boy.
And Robbie, the want was probably always there for little girls. But can I ask, was it that there was a lack of coaches willing to coach a little girl's team?
I wouldn't say that it was necessarily that. I think it was a case of they were so busy looking after the boys, they never thought of the girls, and any of the girls who were interested did get into the boys' games. So someone like mentioned earlier on the call, someone mentioned about some of our top internationals at the moment would have played football as well as girls' football. So that was just the culture at the time. You could have one or two girls on a boys' team. but we were never going to see the participation numbers while it was a mixed gender. The only way we're going to increase participation numbers is by having that separate gender, because the really good soccer player girl will take part in the boys. The girl maybe who still needs time to develop her skills is not going to do that. She's not interested in that particular mix, whereas when we set up as a standalone operation, it just went way before the World Cup. And you know, the World Cup actually has helped us again. It was not, gave us a boost in the arm with numbers, but and we're constantly increasing. I suppose now the problem we've caused in our area is the lack of facilities, lack of trees, you know what I mean, stuff like that. So like, we've now increased the capacity in the area, but then, you know, that has its own downfall as well.
Okay. What do you think? There's a text in here now. Where has it gone on my screen there? It's not up to men to support female sports. We have enough male sports to follow. Women need to get out and support women's sports. And that's from Al in Dublin. There's lots of women support male sports. So I think it's okay for the men to support the women too. Would you'd agree with me, Robbie?
No, like, my wife at home always slags me off. I would follow anything. You know what I mean? Like, sport is sport. I don't see it. And really, if you're looking at sport from a gender point of view, it's the wrong way to look at sport. Like, particularly in this country, our females have been way better than a lot of our males across the board in multiple disciplines of sport. We've a very strong tradition of great female athletes in our country. And hopefully that's going to continue over the next few years. But you know, it's about looking in there that if you're into sport, the gender should not matter. And it's all about, again, you look at the game tomorrow night. One of the things that always struck me was my own daughter plays soccer now. And, you know, a few years ago, she wasn't interested at all. When the girls only set up, she got involved. Then she started looking at it and she started to see it and realise that this is something that can be for her. And like tomorrow night, like I think it's like Christmas tomorrow night. She can't wait.
Okay.
She's getting to see this great Irish team that we have at the moment, which is brilliant. But she also loved the Lionesses, who also were another breakthrough phenomenon when they won the Euros and filled all the stadiums in England and created that for change there as well. Like, you know, and she's looking forward to seeing both teams play each other and the excitement tomorrow night. Like, I don't know which she's more excited to see. Probably the Irish girls.
I'd hope the Irish girls. Yeah, but those successes don't. You know? Those successes from the Lionesses and the Irish team doesn't happen overnight. It needs people like yourselves at that grassroots level, you know, working with young girls all the way up. So I think things are changing. I think they're changing for the better. I think it's a slow change. It's a slow boat, but I think it is changing. So thanks for talking to me, Robbie. There's a couple of more messages here. Just because you put a lot of effort into something, Mairead, doesn't mean that you are good to look at. I play golf. I put a lot of effort into my golf, but nobody would pay to look at me. That's from Jer in Kilcullen. I know, that's a fair point, Jer. We wouldn't watch women's sport just because it's women. We should watch it if it's good. And in truth, women's soccer and women's GAA is not as good as the men's. There is not one female soccer player now that would get into any men's soccer team. I'm not being cruel. That is just a fact. And that's from Paul in Dundrum. Well, Paul, I think you might need to I've got to give you a good book recommendation. It's called The Grass Ceiling by Emma Ryan. Just have a read of that. Just that's my recommendation for you for the day. Thanks to all the callers there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.